Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, well, we welcome in Tim Tebow, who had two hits today. You know that? I was watching you, Tim, and on Sunday, in your first couple of bats, you hit two ropes. Guy made a great catch the first time up. Second time up, hit an Adam ball right at him. I know you're thinking, man, two bullets. You couldn't hit the ball any harder, right?
You know, that's how baseball is. And in those days where you get a couple hits and they're not very hard, and then the days you hit them hard and two people. And as I honestly think that's a part of the mental toughness of this game. It kind of teaches you that. And, you know, sometimes you're lucky and sometimes you're good and sometimes you just get beat.
You know, I got to tell you, you won. First of all, I've watched you play football for years, and obviously your football career, and especially what you did at Florida, and you know, you're legendary for that. But you know, I met you at the CAA thing, where we're both represented by CAA, and you were at the Super Bowl party, and we had a chance to talk. And I said, because I was like, I was on the Mets and Alderson saying, this is a publicity stunt. What are you doing with Tebow? You just want to sell tickets. The guy's a football player. What is he doing? Go get baseball players. And you know what? After talking to you and you're so earnest and you're working so hard at this, it's hard not to pull for you. I really first of all, you're a nice guy. Secondly, it's hard not to pull for anybody who works as hard as you do. I saw you in a cage that day. I see you working here. You're working like crazy to try and do this.
You know, I'm just a believer in that. I'm a believer. You know, one of my favorite quotes that I've had on my door since before I was 10 years old was, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work as hard. And you know, so I just always try to put in that work and listen to a lot of, you know, the wise coaches that we have and players. And shoot, I've picked Robbie's brain so much so far this spring, and you know, just try to learn from those guys.
You've had success everywhere you've gone. You had success playing football, brilliant success in college. You had success in the pros. And someone asked me why I didn't go back and play quarterback. You're still young enough to do that. You've had success on TV. Now you got a new show with LeBron. Yeah. I just saw the commercial for it the other night, right? You got a new, I don't know what time that's on. It's a new show, right? You're hosting a show.
CBS, the 27th
that LeBron
of this month.
James is producing, right?
Yeah, he's the executive producer. It's called Million Dollar Mile. It's epic. It's fun, man.
You got a big TV career, and you know, you could run. They want you to run for governor, president, whatever. But what is it about baseball that is the allure to do this? I mean, first of all, tell me your baseball background. Were you a big player in high school?
I it was my first love. So
ahead of football.
I ever played football. I started playing baseball when I was four. I didn't pick up football for 2 years later, 2.5 years later. And it was my first love. And if you asked me most of my life, what do you think you're going to do? I would have said baseball.
A baseball player. What position did you play?
First base, pitcher, and all the outfields. Okay. Everything that a lefty can
lefty
play.
Lefty does. So you pitch as a little, and you hit a ball a mile when you were young, right?
Yes.
As a big
well,
kid. Well, you're a big kid. So, yeah. And you played it through high school.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have scholarship offers for baseball?
Yes, sir.
And so what drew you – how'd the path go to football?
I fell in love with that, too.
And playing in front of a million people.
Yeah, and it was, you know, playing in the South, it's just
right.
It's so fun and captivating, and getting a chance to play wherever you want in the SEC, right, and all these places, it was like – that was something. And honestly, one of the hardest decisions of my life was going to play college football or pro baseball.
You had an opportunity to play baseball out of high school.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what team?
Oh, I don't know. I left to Florida early.
Okay, so you went.
Yes.
But you decided to play football.
Yes, sir.
How come?
Urban Meyer, probably,
right?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know that.
Did he have that
every
big
year
influence
at Florida?
On you?
Oh, yeah. Every year at Florida, I talked to him about going to play for the baseball team.
You did?
Every year. And I was like, so close, but my freshman year, we won the national championship, and you're like, I don't want to mess this up. And then it was so hard, but every year I wanted to go do it. And
of course, you got to play spring football.
Spring football.
Right.
And you don't want to take away from the football team, but I so wanted to go play baseball. And then when I was playing for the Broncos, became friends with some of the Rockies, and those games were so fun. And it never left me.
Never did.
It just, it was always like, and then when I was with Vino and everybody at CAA, and I brought, they were pitching me on all these different items that they had been presented to them for me, and I was like, guys, I'm just not super passionate about any of those. And I'm someone that I really believe that you got to pursue your passions. And if you do that and you give everything you have, you're going to live with so much less regret than if you just go for the money or you go for the fame or all these other things. And so I said, hey, guys, what about baseball? And I'm telling you, you could have heard a pin drop.
They were like crazy, were, right?
Yeah, but
because you're going to ride the buses.
But Mike Levine and right. Brody Van Wagenen
right.
were kind of the only two people in the room that were like – okay. Well, actually, Mike went out and got Brody and brought Brody into the room
and said, "Go for it."
And I said, "Well, you kind of like, will you at least watch me?" And you know, a lot of the other guys were the first things they would say is, "Well, what if you fail? What if you look silly? You got a good reputation. What if you ruin it?" And Mike,
you're marketable. You're marketable. So if you flop, it's not good for the brand.
Who said if you fail, it's a flop? It's going after your dreams. I think that's so in our head that if we go after something and we fall short,
fair point.
It's, you know, who said that's a bad thing? Sometimes we don't make it. Not everybody's going to be the best in the world, right? But at least I don't have to live with regret of saying, you know what? I didn't go after my dreams because I was afraid of what other people would say or if I may or may not make it or there's other things. I didn't want my life to be defined by hypotheticals. I wanted to go after my dreams regardless of – and that's not always easy. I'm not saying it was easy because you do take all that into account. But I just thought my dreams were more valuable than other people's opinions.
Well, let's be honest, okay? You're Tim Tebow. If you're not Tim Tebow, you're not getting an opportunity in some of these places because you sell tickets. I mean, you're a guy – people gravitate to you everywhere. I've seen it at the Super Bowl. I've seen it everywhere. You are one of those people, and I don't want to compare you like to a Kardashian, but you're one of those people that people show up. If you were going to give a, you know, if you're going to make an appearance somewhere, 1,000 people are going to show up. Okay, that's like they that's who you are. I mean, that's the kind of reputation you have. So people are, the fans cheering like crazy today when you get up there. They go crazy. They're all pulling for you, but they also know you because you're Tebow. You're like a brand. I mean, you really are. Look at the TV career you've had. You've been successful being a football announcer. Now you got a TV show where you're hosting it with LeBron, which I don't know what I was watching the night where it came on. It says LeBron James presents Tim Tebow. I said, I got to mention this when I get down here.
Yeah.
So when did you tape that show? When did you find time to tape the show?
We taped it in the fall in between training. Actually, I was training at USC while I was filming it in L.A.
Right.
And we took over downtown L.A. And
you're going to like this, Harrison. This is one of these like game show
kind
of
deals. Harrison, it's so cool. It's like the most epic obstacle course races
of all time. Yeah.
We have people literally scaling 15-story walls. It's crazy. If you like competition, you like and nuts. It's crazy.
That's going to work. That's going to work really well. So the bottom line is you've got all this going on, but you still have this baseball dream that you're going forward with. How do you think you're doing with your baseball dream?
I think I've been proving. I think I'm getting there. I think I've made a lot of strides in the little things. You know, my jumps in the outfield, you know, balls down the line, balls in the gap, you know, the little things on base, being able to see it. You know, they tried to backpick me today, my first time on, you know, getting back, the little things like that. And then obviously, you know, the big things, you know, hitting and everything. But I think I'm improving. I think I'm making those strides. And you got
two hits today.
Yes, sir.
Which is a big deal when you get two hits.
It's a good day.
So, What has to happen for you? I've said the Mets, you're wearing number 15. You're not wearing number 88, okay? Now, 15's your number anyway, okay?
Is.
But you're still wearing a 15 number in a camp.
Yes, sir.
You know, if your name's Jones, you're not wearing a 15, okay? Because you're 15 number one. But two, that's a number for a major league player. You're wearing 15. So the bottom line is you're going to go here or to AAA. That's the plan. At least that's what Brody told us,
yes,
okay?
Sir.
Is that okay with you, or do you have a design on coming out of this camp in the major leagues? Is that not the goal?
No, the goal is to be able – I know it sounds cliche. The goal is to be able to improve every day and be ready if I get the opportunity. And
so you go to AAA, you're okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And to learn and improve and keep going. I feel like every year – and I think it's shown that I've made strides. And there's obviously highs and lows and slumps, and then, you know, you got hot streaks. But I feel like constantly making those improvements and those strides, and I feel like I'm getting, you know,
Michael Jordan couldn't hit. I mean, we, you know, Michael Jordan flat couldn't hit. We had to finally tell him he couldn't hit.
But
I
man, was he was he a great basketball player? Right.
Oh yeah, but he was all world.
He was my favorite.
Right, but he couldn't hit. You know, so there comes a point where you got to find out. But you still feel confident you can do this, right?
I do. I feel confident, and you know, I feel like the last 2.5 months of last year really helped me being able to in those few months, you know, really be consistently hitting over 300 for a good stretch of time until I broke my hand. And I think, you know, from where I started last year to where I ended the year gave me a lot of confidence. And then, you know, just being able to take that into the off season, have an off season, and then come in and now trying to really, you know, keep taking those next steps.
You know, you were a very interesting guy from a standpoint is you get a lot of opportunities for a lot of things. You're a very religious person, which we know. There's a lot of things, doors open for you. Do you think in long term, or do you just think today and you think narrow? I mean, you're doing a lot of different things. A lot of things come to you, TV, this, that, baseball, all different things, other things, I'm sure. But what is it? Do you have a long term goal, or do you just think in terms of right now?
I think a lot of people try to encourage me to think long term.
Right.
But I'm someone that, you know what? We're not promised tomorrow, just today. And it's to be able to live.
So you
in
don't
this
think
moment.
I want to be the governor of Florida in 20 years or something like that?
I think
like
the
that.
Only thing, I think the only thing, or the biggest thing that I think long term about is my foundation.
Your foundation.
And that's
okay.
Because, you know, my goal is to be able to be in every country in the world one day, helping as many kids as possible. And that's what I think
tell
about.
Tell me something about the foundation. Tell me a little bit about
Tim Tebow Foundation. We have a hospital in the Philippines. We have Night to Shine, which we just had 655 proms around the world in 24 countries. We have take care of orphans in 4 different countries. We have we do this stuff all over the world. And our mission statement is to bring faith, hope, and love to those needing a brighter day in their darkest hour of need. And to really sum up what we do is we fight for people that can't fight for themselves.
That's unbelievable. Didn't you do something with your dad in the beginning? Didn't you travel?
My dad's a pastor.
That's what I thought. I did this when you were in high school and stuff?
I did, and with him. And I think that's where also I learned a heart for it. And then when I got out of college, I started the foundation because I wanted to use my platform for more than just winning or losing games or touchdowns, interceptions. And so it's probably the biggest passion of my life.
So that's the most. That's the thing you want to spend the most time in the future.
Yes.
Do you ever see yourself in politics, or is that something that would
I've been asked that.
It's a dirty game. I understand
it
that.
Is.
But I mean, is that something that would in any way interest you?
You know, what I've always thought is I want to make the biggest difference possible for good. And if one day I feel like that is in that political realm, then I would truly think about it. Right now, that.
It's farthest thing for you, Mark.
That's too far away. But if I thought, hey, man, I could really go change a lot and help a lot of people, then I would truly think about it. But that's not this day.
Is it? And we're talking with Tim Tebow right now. Obviously, had 2 hits today and is on his quest to either be in AAA this year or with the Mets on opening day. Is it a goal, like a destination, just to play in the major, like a game in the major leagues, or do you want to have a career in baseball?
I think the
you just want to prove to somebody that you can do this, or prove to yourself.
Well,
that you
first
can
of
do
all,
this?
I think both of those would be pretty cool,
right? But I mean, do you want to have? I mean, is this something where you want to stay around? I mean, would you stay
you
around
would
and play?
Love to. I don't. Yeah, I think the goal is not just to be able to be given that chance as a token. I think it's to
you're
be
not
able
just trying to
hit
a major league home run or something, right?
No, it's to be able to make an impact and to be able to. Feel like you belong and have other people feel like you belong, and you can compete, you know, and truly compete.
So when Tim Tebow was 13 years old, he thought one day he'd be playing Major League Baseball.
There's a lot of times I thought this was something that I'd love to do. And honestly, I said it earlier, but it truly was one of the hardest decisions of my life to give up baseball, to go to football. And I truly wept over it.
Really?
Yes.
And Urban Meyer was the difference?
He was a big difference.
He was.
And when we even talked, and he was recruiting me, he even said, listen, you can come play baseball here too. And every year we had this
but
talk.
But when you went to play baseball, he
came
was like.
When he first recruited me, he came to my baseball games.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
He did. What? Tell me what you took from Urban Meyer. Tell me about Urban Meyer as a coach.
Urban Meyer does more so than any other coach that I've been around is he will make you believe in the system. He will make you believe in him, and he will make you believe in him in yourself. And this is what I mean. In recruiting process, people will tell you all sorts of stuff. But Urban would say, hey, Timmy, if you come to Florida and you play for me, we'll probably win championships and you'll probably win a Heisman. And you believe him, right? He's not just saying it like just fluff like some other coaches would. And you know, okay, that's a recruiting pitch. And then when you get there, he's the way that he's able to get players to play free and rally and play motivated and passionate. I think he's such a great motivator that I think he's probably one of the best coaches in the world at motivating his players to play at their best.
What'd you take from your NFL experience?
I think a lot of highs and lows. I think we had an awesome run in Denver. I mean, when we were in New York, that wasn't much fun at all. that was not fun. I learned a lot. I think you learn a lot about, people, about,
Did you ever think of going back and playing again in the NFL or no?
Not when I started baseball. Once I started baseball. And, I've had, offers to do a lot of different things back right. in football and other positions in the the AAF.
Well, you never wanted to be a tight end or anything else, right?
No,
you
were always blocked for a lot of reasons. One, because I love quarterback. Two, I don't want to. I mean, I hit a lot of people with my head. Right. I don't want to just do that all the time for a living.
Right.
I want to have grandkids too.
Right.
But it was more about like, okay, it's not just about playing football. It's about doing what you love. And playing quarterback was what I really loved about it, and being that leader in the huddle where you have 10 other guys looking at you and they're depending on you and just that feel of it. And that's what I loved. But when I made the switch to baseball, I was all in. And a lot of people thought, well, you're not that all in. This is publicity or whatever. And most people. But it's for me, it was a going to do something I love.
How do you find other players? They know you. They know Tebow. Everyone knows Tebow. Everyone in sports knows Tim Tebow. Do the other players want to make you look bad because you're Tebow? Or do they get a fascination because it's Tebow? How do the other players react to you being Tim Tebow doing this?
I think it's probably a mix of a lot of things.
You get a lot of bench jockeying? Do they give you a hard time?
Some of them do. But then it's also, a lot of them will send balls across the way to sign them.
So we're asking for pictures.
Yeah,
right?
We're playing one of the teams the other day, and some of their good players were sending a couple balls over, and I was like, "Man, I kind of want one from this guy,"
Tebow.
That's cool.
Yeah, so. In sports, you are a big celebrity. I mean, you are a brand. You really are. I mean, that's not a secret. That's why you're getting TV shows and everything else, because you are a brand. Everyone knows you, and most people, I would say, really like you. I think they think you're genuine because I think it comes across that you are. And number two, whenever I see these crowds, they like flock around you. It's like crazy.
Well, I appreciate that because it gives you a platform to be.
Well,
able
you
to
see
do
it. You know these. You see the reaction you get. You don't get a negative reaction pretty much. I don't think too often, do you?
not too often. You should see some of the places we play.
I guess if you went to Georgia, or Tennessee, you might get a little of that. So
you might get a little
all right,
of that.
What would be a good what would you be content with this year? What's the goal? Do you make goals for yourself this year? Do you have a thing you want to accomplish this year?
I think it's being able to improve, take the next steps, feel like I'm ready to, get to the place where I can feel like I can be ready to compete at the highest level. That would be my goal.
Will you be in camp here? If you play AAA this year, will you be in camp next year? Will you be still doing this next year?
Yeah, I think so.
Can you do everything else you want and still do baseball?
Yeah.
Or does it make you say no to a lot of things?
It does make you say no to a lot of things, but that's okay. There's seasons in your life. And for me, the season of baseball, I'm all in, and there'll be seasons, season of football, season of baseball. What's after that? I don't know. I'm Yeah, you know, I love everything else I get to do, but you know, when I'm, you know, 10, 12, 15 years from now, I can't be doing this. So while I'm doing this, I'm going to be all in on it.
And you don't think they're using you just because you're Tim Tebow, like as like a publicity stunt or anything? You don't feel like this was a publicity stunt? You're past that, right?
Yeah.
Was there a point you thought it was a publicity stunt?
No, you know, even in my opening talks with Mr. Alderson, who I greatly respect,
right.
You know, he would say, you know, even if you even if it's just you helping our younger kids and inspiring our younger kids,
gotcha.
And teaching them how to work and character and all these other things,
right.
It will still be worth it just for that. And I loved his approach that, you know, and so in so many things. And just, yeah, I feel like I've improved as a baseball player, and I feel like I've competed and been able to get better and certain times compete at a high level and try to, you know, be a role model and help when I can and you know, to the younger guys and all
sorts
of
kids. Did the kid, not kids, but did the younger players come up and ask you for advice?
I mean, there are some kids. I mean, there's some 18, 19, 20-year-olds.
Did they come up and ask you for advice and stuff?
You know, for the most part, it's kind of like, it's not necessarily baseball stuff. It's like, how do you handle the criticism? Or how do you handle, you know, the pressure? Or how do you handle, you know, when everybody's cheering for you and you're getting made fun of, or you're on the cover of the paper and you don't do good, or oh, you know, and so it's more of those bigger picture things that I think some of the younger people you know, or what's Tom Brady like?
Well, listen, good luck to you.
Yes, sir,
I wish
thank
you well
you.
Thank you
I
very
appreciate
much
it.
Tim Tebow
me.
Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.